Hey, it's Bob WP here, and welcome to Open Channel Dispatch. In the past, we've had episodes that we share about what is happening on our own site and what we're doing out there in the open web. And this is formally named now Open Channel Dispatch, where I'll jump in from time to time with a quick updates and a little bit behind the scenes and announcements from openchannels.fm here. Now, before I dive in, I do want to give our sponsor, GoDaddy, a shout out. Of course, you can get hosting for any kind of site at GoDaddy, but particularly if you're doing WordPress projects, their GoDaddy Managed WordPress Hosting gives you a lot of tools. I'll save you time. Has one-click staging, automated backups, and easy access to performance reports. It's great for freelancers and agencies alike, and we'd like to thank GoDaddy again for their support of the open web and this community. You can visit them at godaddy.com. So why did I create this Open Channel Dispatch? I've already chatted a little bit about that, but we really needed a place to drop these shorter updates, and they're not going to be a show themselves, and you'll be able to find them on our upcoming news page. And also, you're not going to be hearing from me all the time. When there's something we're sharing, maybe something new on the site that might be important to share with you, the listener, maybe a direction we're heading, or like today, I'm looking at the rebrand update. Now, as you know, or you may not know, depending if you've been paying attention, we did launch the rebrand on June 6th. And to tell you the truth, just like all of my product builders out there and various friends of mine, we're already in works with 6.1. Yes, we do have our version numbers. Helps me keep track of things, help people to look back at the history. But I digress there. And as you can expect, there's always a bit of post-rebrand tuning up to do. Really, it's stuff you often find when you flip the switch and you start going through things. Hey, yeah, this would work better. One of the big things is something I've been working on for a while. I'm promising you is a newsletter. And I almost was ready to launch it about 2 months ago. And then I thought, well, I'm rebranding, so maybe I should hold off again. So I have no more excuses. It's got to happen. So that will be launching, and I'll be sharing more of that here real soon with you. And we're smoothing out some other parts of the site. Want to make the whole experience better for, you know, long-time listeners like you or first-time visitors like you. So just to reflect a little bit on things in the various episodes I had talking about the rebrand, I just wanted to catch you up on the few reasons that we did the rebrand. First, we, well, have outgrown our original name. What started as a WooCommerce-specific podcast has evolved into something much broader. And this has been happening for a while. Conversations around WordPress, but also open source, the open web, content creation, accessibility, all that good stuff. And as I looked at it and spent many, many days, weeks, it felt like, looking for that better name, Open Channels just represents what we are now and where we're heading. The second part is we just wanted to make it easier for you to listen to just what you're into. You can still subscribe to the full openchannels.fm feed and you'll get everything, including these little updates, but that'll be just a small part of it. But now you can also follow just the shows that match your interests. Let's say you're into content, you're into specifically WordPress, and or you want to hear about the larger open web conversations. You can pick and choose, and that is what was really important to us. And third, for us, the new structure gives us more flexibility and sustainability moving forward. It's cleaner, more scalable, and it also gives our hosts and you, our listeners, more breathing room to explore the topics they care about. So we had launched this rebrand at WordCamp Europe in Basel, Switzerland, and it gave us a chance to get some feedback. Folks who already were listening, they said they absolutely loved the restructure because it helped them find the content they actually want more easily. And they also were very excited about us branching into new areas of the open web. But it even gets better when people who hadn't heard of us before ask, so what is Open Channels FM? We could actually explain it in less than 2 minutes. This was a big win. It clicked with people right away. They got it. And I remember a few were actually pulling out their phone and hopefully they subscribed. So just wanted to do a follow-up on the rebrand since I've been kind of still buried in it. And if you've ever been through one yourself, you know, it's a bit like, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. It's like remodeling a house while you're still living in it. But at the same time, it's very exciting. We're proud of where it's going and grateful to everyone who's been along for the ride. Now, if you're not already subscribed to openchannels.fm, you can do it now. You can get all the dispatch updates like this one. Plus, even more importantly, you can get all the content from our 5 shows. You can also follow individual shows if you're more into specific topics. You can do that by going to openchannels.fm/subscribe or find it on your favorite pod app. So thanks for tuning in to this first Open Channel Dispatch. And myself, I'll be back when there's something we're sharing. And I think there will be here soon. So until the next time.